Africa Climate Conversations, the podcast.
Hello, how are you? I hope you're keeping well since our last conversation. Welcome, I'm your host, Sophie Mbogwa. Now, this week, I was visiting a town in Makueni County, located in the southeastern part of Kenya. Now, about 1 hour drive from Makueni's capital town, Wote, at Siedha village, I met a 70-year-old lady who, after a severe 3-year drought hit her village, she learned how to weave beaded baskets. Now, she's relying on WhatsApp, her family, and Facebook to make sales. Have a listen to a conversation.
I'm Josephine Motavaketua from Kiangin location, Kiangin sub-location, Siedha village.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 70 years, at about 28 May this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many children do you have?
10.
You're a mother of 10?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Tell me, on a normal day, what do you do?
On a normal day, I look after cattle. I also do a bit of farming in the shamba. I plant maize, cowpeas, green grams, and also I grow grain amaranth. When it is dry, I engage in income-generating activities, such as making beaded baskets, beaded surveyed orders, and also I also make key orders, and also I have my cow, which gives me about 5 liters of milk per day. I use it and sell the surplus. From 2019 up to last year, that was 2023, we did not get anything from the shambas. Therefore, all that time, we are depending on these income-generating activities. At least once we get a yield in 1 year, it takes about 3 years to get another productive season.
Has it always been like that for years?
We can say after 1980s, it is when the weather have changed that much. But before then, we used to get a lot of maize, a lot of green grams, a lot of cowpeas. But then I think it was 1985. It is when it started after we get crops, let's say during the short rains. The following year, we don't get anything. The other short rains, nothing. Let's say about 3 years. Sometimes even up to 7 years without getting anything that we can call we have harvested. Maybe just if you get some maize, you use them when they are on the farm, no harvesting. Yeah.
How did that affect you economically? You told me you have 10 children.
Even if you buy a cow, you have to take that cow back to the market to sell it, to utilize it when there is no food. And also when educating our children, it is very hard. Sometimes, if I can remember my first, second, and third child, they used to come home every Monday. And thanks to the principals of that time, because I had to give just 500, and the child remains in school for the next month. He comes back, I give him another 5 that way. But I thank the Almighty God because they have all graduated. Every one of them, after Form 4, I had to take him to either university or to college. They have completed their education. Therefore, through all those challenges, God has helped me.
So, I want to now move to the basket weaving. How did it come by? When did you start?
Basket weaving, from my young life, I never made a basket, but I used to make tablecloths. Therefore, once I came into contact with the ADSA through Jennifer, is the time when he asked me, what activity can I give to your group, an income-generating activity? Therefore, I advised her to get someone, train us on basket making. But first, we started with the necklaces. Therefore, he got somebody who came and trained us on necklace making. Then again, somebody else came and trained us on the surveyed orders. We were trained, all of us, a group of about 15, on surveyed orders. But then I had seen the basket, then together with the Angus, to come here to show us how to make the basket. Therefore, we were trained on making the basket, but just one method. When we were trained on surveyed orders, therefore, we developed now making baskets. The person who trained us, and we were trained only to, used this method. But then from that one, we have developed into many other methods, other techniques, other skills. Therefore, we can make baskets of different colors, different skills, different patterns. And then we came and trained our members.
When you say surveyed order, what do you mean?
I mean this one.
Oh, this for the surveyed. All right. Tell me, where do you get the beads and stuff?
The beads are only bought at Nairobi. Therefore, I have somebody who's in Nairobi. I send money to her. She goes to the market, buys, and then gives them to the vehicles.
How many do you make?
Surveyed orders. It depends on order, plus it depends on the season. Sometimes I can even make it 2 serviettes per day. If the basket I'm making is of simple method, I can make 1 in 2 days. If it requires a lot of patterns, it will take a week.
Tell me, in terms of the market, where do you sell?
You know, I started with my own children. Ile WhatsApp group ya kwanza nilituma ni ya hiyo family. And because they are not at one place. They are those in Nairobi, Malindi uko, Wote, Kibwezi, Makindu. Sasa, mtu ananiambia kuna rafiki yangu. There's a friend who needs this. Ananitumia ile anataka. Kwa hivyo ninamtengenezea. Number 2, with the ADSE, we have sometimes field days. Therefore, once there is a field day, one time we went to Wamuno and we sold a lot of necklaces in those forums. Again, here in the neighborhood, I said, even if I'm going to Ambarasa, I carry my basket. Na mtu akiona, ananiambia, nataka kama hii, nitengenezee kama hii ni pesa ngapi. Then once I make one, for example, the one I told you about it 3 now, ni mwalimu tu wa kikundi kingine. She saw me making, and then she told me, sell this for me. I sold it for her at home, brother's wife saw it. She came to me and told me, I want like the one you sold to my brother's wife, and then 2 more for my mother's. When we meet, I also go carrying. My sister now has ordered 2 baskets for September. Another one for August.
That's very interesting. So now, you know, people keep saying that when you're starting a business, do not depend on your family and you do not depend on your friends because they will not buy from you. Mm. But that seems to be one of your main markets.
Yeah, it is my main market because most of the baskets I've sold through my family members, even if it is to somebody else, through them. Yeah.
So they see, so when you send on a WhatsApp group, you depend on them to actually forward it to
others. Example, there is my daughter who is in Bohani Secondary. And then when I send a photo of my basket, the matron of that school ordered 2. I mend them and then nikapiana tu kwa ngari, sikafika huko. Yeah.
Interesting. How much do you sell the bags?
Between 12 and around 18.
And serviettes?
Serviette, there are these ones which are big, 350, and these ones are small, 250.
The cost of making the baskets?
The baskets, I don't know whether the people there have reduced the beads because I've never used a full packet, their beads. Mm. But this one, I've used 2 packets, a full purple and the white. The 2 packets are 740. Because each 370, 370. And then the basket itself between 110, 150, 200, yo mfuko. And then the fish line between 50 and 80, depending on bargaining I calculate so that I may not sell at a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So tell me how you sell. You use Facebook?
Kwa Facebook tu ni ile tu friends kwa Facebook wangu ndio ninatumia. Ninachukua picha, ninatuma tu, ninaweka kwa my status, ninaweka my story, that way. Naweka tu kwa story yangu, other story, hivi tu, na ninaweza tu nikaongeza kwa kitu, nikasema, I'm making beaded basket. Tu naona hapo mtu ananiuliza ni pesa ngapi, my Facebook friends. Mm.
Interesting. So tell me, changamoto kubwa sana yenye unaona na hii kazi?
Changamoto kubwa, hata wacha niseme ni vile sometimes ukipata pesa unakuwa hauna ya kununua tena, unakwama kidogo, lakini sioni kama hiyo ni kubwa sana. Some things go very fast, others don't go fast, like Safiad orders, lakini basket hizo zinaenda. Necklaces hizo zinaenda.
How would you say it actually benefited you?
You know, the making of the basket, as I see it myself as an individual, if at all, I can have more energy. Because I told you I have about, six orders, the basket. But I cannot finish them one day. That is why I was telling the group, we make as a group, so that the baskets are not mine. They are for the groups, therefore we benefit as a what? As a group. Even if I have mine alone, there should be something for the group, so that we don't leave somebody behind. As a group, they can make what they can make, that which they are able to make, and then we sell them as a group. Yeah, therefore, as an individual, it is benefiting me. And I want, as it is benefiting me, to benefit the group as well.
Yeah. How has it helped in terms of mentally, to ensure that at least being alone and all that, like you have the mentally, unakaa fikra mingi?
Wacha nikwambie. You can even sit there, and when I'm making the basket, you can talk and I don't hear you. Therefore, that one makes me very busy. So that hata nikiwa na mashida, sivikiri hiyo mashida, niko comfortable.
So there's something you had mentioned in terms of the training. Mm. Like now, you're also training people.
There was an exhibition by Kamba TV, which was hosted by Kamba TV for Makueni County. Therefore, NDSC had a stand. We had our baskets there, especially the groups of women were asking me to go and train them. Therefore, already I have an appointment to go and train various groups on the weaving of the baskets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it the first time or have you trained others?
I have not trained others.
Now you've got an opportunity to train
others. Yeah, to train.
Okay. And that is good.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Fantastic. Mm. Now, anything else you need to add on the beading work?
The beading work, in fact, I can say that the bead work with somebody who is a bit creative, we can make wonderful things, wonderful products. And once they are in the market, they will fetch us money. Therefore, we need to be a bit creative, not just what we are trained on, but add creativity to our work.
Fantastic. So what would you tell to the young people who are jobless, sitting there wondering what to do?
There are so many things that one can do apart from being employed. So many things that one can do. Because if you go to water, for example, you find so many kiosks. Therefore, if you can make them and take them there, we'll sell for those shopkeepers there and you'll get money.
So there's no excuse for
there is no excuse of somebody being idle. No excuse.
With this, someone says there's drought, there's water.
With somebody saying there is drought, there is what? No. Not unless you are somebody's mind and head is dormant.
Thank you so much. Mm. That was Josephine Mutava Kitua, a 70-year-old mother of 10 using modern technology to make a living, a wake-up call to many jobless youth in Africa. I will be producing a documentary as Josephine is not only producing beaded baskets, but is using conservation agriculture to grow and value-add grain amaranth, where together with a group of women, they are baking and selling cakes made of traditional millet and amaranth. Please subscribe to the Africa Climate Conversations YouTube channel not to miss that documentary. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening and for your enormous support. I will talk to you on the second Tuesday of June. Kwaheri. My name is Sophie Mbogwa.
Africa Climate Conversations.